Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, just tuning in through our various online affiliates, we're glad you all could be with us as well. I'm excited to welcome Veronica Villanueva to our program today. Veronica is the author of the book, The Grace of Cancer, Lessons in Humility and Greatness. She not only shares her own cancer journey, but also what she's been able to use as far as her life to be able to help her, but also using her platform to inspire all of you as to how you can be able to take control not only of your body and health, but also your mind as well. If you all are not following Veronica online, of course, we'll let you know where to find her as well as how to get her book. Veronica, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Cyrus.
Veronica,
I'm excited to be here.
Well, look, I'm excited to speak with you. I really appreciate this time. I want to first begin where we are now in 2021. You've been able to not only to write this book, but you've been able to share the things that have helped you in your life, Veronica, and now you're helping people literally around the world. How does that feel to take something that was so personal for you and to know the impact you're able to make today?
First of all, I think it's really a privilege to be able to help people. And secondly, I think it's a responsibility to also help people, especially when you've healed yourself from such a horrific disease like cancer. So, yes, morally, I had to. It's really a lesson that I think we can all learn from. It's really beautiful when you think about it because it's exactly the example of starting from you. I started with me. My body was sick, and I took care of my body. I healed my body. And then once you do that for yourself, it becomes then a responsibility to do it for other people. And with the magnitude of the type of disease it is, it's really a must. So when you heal yourself, it's also important to know that it becomes your responsibility, moral responsibility as well, to heal other people. So I had to.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, Veronica, I think the powerful thing about you is that it's so easy, though, for us, right, to turn inward. And to just to think about, you know, ourselves and what is happening to us. I love the fact that for you, as you just talked about, you know, you have learned the power for one thing, not only your thoughts, but also action. You write this in the book, and for those who have the print edition, it's on page 206. I thought this was really interesting, and I want to actually read this because I think it says a lot about you and what you have learned. You say, "It was at this moment I realized I had disempowered and allowed myself to feel the unnecessary anxiety plaguing my mind and body. I thought, this can't be good for me. I was continuing to make myself sick by having these self-induced negative emotions. I also realized I would be getting CT scans frequently, and I couldn't imagine going through that each time. I decided my mindset had to evolve. I needed something to calm me down." And then you wrote this, Veronica, "So I changed the way I saw the situation. I thought, there is nothing I can do about the results. It's done. The results are recorded, and my worrying and frustration will not change what the doctor will tell me when he interprets the findings. I needed to learn to surrender and believe that no matter what the results were, I was going to live." That's a very powerful revelation to get to. What was it like for you to get to that place that you realized your responsibility and your role in your own survival?
Wow, as you were reading that, and I've read my book several times, many times, and I know it, you know, memorized it in my head, but I still get goosebumps because I still believe sometimes when I hear people read my book or read it to me, I don't see myself as the author of this book. And so that it really touches me in a real profound way. But to answer your question, mindset, it starts with the mindset. And for me, it's the mindset of I'm a good person. I am needed in this world. There's no way I'm going to die. I understood very quickly that this is something that was given to me to figure out so that I can then help other people. Cyrus, how in the world I knew that? That's God. And I didn't know. I just felt it. I just had this belief that I'm not going anywhere. And I think when you have a mindset that is very strong, and in my case, my life, there are things in my life that prepared me for what I had gone through 4 years ago. And I really believe that if you have allowed yourself to experience everything that's been given to you in your lifetime, you will be strong enough to navigate and to experience and go through anything in life. And I feel like I've done that. I didn't just wake up one day and became strong. No, I mean, I feel like that's a muscle that I really, make sure I train and get stronger. And that's why I always say, pray to God not for things to be taken away stronger. Because when you ask for things to go like cancer, I mean, of course, I would rather not have cancer, right? But it's there. I can't fight it. Like I wrote in my book, I have to surrender to it. I have to accept that that's my diagnosis, but it doesn't mean that I have to accept that I'm going to keep it. No.
Right.
It's one thing. I'm not fighting reality. And I think, Cyrus, when we fight reality, that's where unhappiness, frustration, anger, all the negative emotions surface. Because we don't want to face reality. I had to face I had cancer. But there's a big difference with accepting, temporarily accepting it, and having an empowered mindset to know that you're going to do everything you can to get rid of the disease in your body. And that has to come from the mind. The decision to choose to live. The decision to say, I love myself. I know I'm a good person. I am meant to go through this for a lesson or more, obviously.
Right.
And it's my job to figure it out. And I did.
Another thing about you that I know, Veronica, from prepping for this segment, and I've seen some of the posts even you've made on Facebook about this, and we'll get more into that, is that you were willing to do your part in learning and researching to find what worked for you. CBD is one of the things we've been hearing more about. Even here in my home state of Mississippi, in the Bible Belt, it's something now that is becoming more widely known about and used, the benefits of it. How important was the educational factor for you to make sure that you were educating yourself into not only your diagnosis, but also the things out there that could help you with it?
Well, yes, first of all, you have to have a very open mindset, right? I mean, again, it goes back to having a really expansive and empowered mindset. And CBD is something I've never used before. So, of course, I had to study it. And cancer, I never had before. So, of course, I studied and researched it to the point where I feel like I have a PhD in both. and you have to. You know, you have to become obsessed with things that are important to you. And my life is important to me,
right?
And, you know, remember, my goal was to be alive. And at that moment, and even today, that's, according to all my doctors, that's an unreasonable goal. But I wasn't going to listen to them. I just know that they're not God, and I am going to... You know, it's just me and God, and I form my own team. And that's when I realized that there are so many things that I can do And I would never have realized that had I just listened to the doctor and allowed them to feed me the information. You have to be your own advocate. I researched, I studied cancer, I studied CBD to a point now that I have my own CBD line. Everything that I use to heal myself that I formulated from my own kitchen, now I have. Because what I've realized is when I talk to people, when they hear my story, obviously they want to talk to me, because when you have cancer, you're every day you wake up praying, God, give me a lead today. Please give me a lead, anything that opens any door to hope. And to many people, I'm that for them. I wish I met someone like me when I was going through it. So I promised that I would be that to as many people as I can encounter, and that I would try my best and help them. And I'm doing that. And let me tell you, Cyrus, I sleep well at night. You know, Mark Twain said, I think it was him who said, there are two days there are two very important days in your life, the day you were born and the day you discover your why, the reason why you're here. And as horrific as the disease gave me the answers to both. I now know who I am, what I'm made of, and gosh, I know my why. I know why I'm here. And let me tell you, I'm not planning on leaving yet. Now I know how to leave the world. Now I'm consciously preparing leaving the world.
Yeah.
And I think we need to be very deliberate about that, because we have children, we have grandchildren. You know, our legacy continues.
Right.
And I want people to understand, and I hope that even when I'm not here anymore, that, you know, the conversation around cancer is no longer going to be a death sentence. It will be both, here are the statistics of people passing away, and here are the statistics of people like Veronica who's surviving.
Yeah.
And I think we owe it to everyone, and these doctors should give both sides. You know, there's life is full of duality, right? I mean, why can't they share the statistics of people who are surviving? Because I'm not the only one, Cyrus, and thank God. And I'd like that number to multiply.
Right. It's a really good point, Veronica. I want to dive more into that with another passage from the book. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Veronica Villanueva to our program today. Veronica is the author of the book, The Grace of Cancer, Lessons in Humility and Greatness. And to tie in perfectly with what you were just saying, I had mentioned to you, Veronica, before we went on here, but I think this book, I mean, even though for you, I mean, the detail you dealt with was cancer, I think regardless of what challenge our audience may be faced with, I think this book really helps them in ways to look at it. You write this on page 74 of the book when talking about that. You say, doubt is normal, as is fear. These can never be eliminated, but they can be lessened. When doubt happens, you can flex your muscles of belief, hope, and strength to deal with that insecurity. As your muscles get stronger, pushing through your fear becomes easier. With practice, your default way of thinking becomes empowered. You will no longer be living on negative and fearful autopilot. This is a game changer. But then you write this, Veronica, and I think this is the big point here. Believing in yourself is a non-negotiable step in the healing process, because your mind needs to align with your body to make your decision to live a reality. You are the key figure in the equation, but your journey will be much easier if you have other people who support you too. I want to talk about that, because you have now become a part of the support system for other people. How does that feel, that you've been able to realize your own power, but now that you're able to be a part of that group that empowers other people?
Yes, again, that is a privilege, and I think, if anything, it really builds on the whole idea that nobody's invincible.
Right.
You know, any chronic illness can happen to anyone. But we all think it's not going to happen to us. And let me tell you, I never thought that I would ever get cancer in my life. And so this is, you know, this is humility right here. It does. It happens. And it doesn't matter what your plans are. It's a disruptor. It's a huge disruptor. And what happens when you have a disruptor? You can either choose to have a new beginning or you can get stuck. I refuse to be stuck. That's not who I am.
Yeah.
And Cyrus, make no mistake, I'm not afraid of dying. I don't fight because I'm afraid to die. No. Dying, just like being birthed, is part of life. And I believe that we should celebrate both. When I go, there's going to be a huge party. Because I've lived a very beautiful life, and that needs to be celebrated. Okay? And yeah. So it is so important that when we live today, that we think about that. Because I think people think, I'm not going to die. Therefore, you can kind of live life sleepwalking, right? If you knew you had 10 days to live, would you be sleepwalking all those days? Probably not.
Right.
So that's the thing, is when you have come close to death, it is so important. It becomes very important how you interpret things, what you let into your body, because remember, your body keeps track of everything, your emotions. You know, it's all interconnected.
Right.
You know, when you're happy, you release happy hormones. And what does that do? Beautiful things in your body. Okay? When you're sad, when you're stressed, what happens? Negative things happen in your body. So over time, like I said, cumulatively, and for me, it was a very long time where I suppressed my emotions. And my body kept track of that. And then something triggered it. And that was my divorce at that time. And that's how the cancer was triggered. And I say that our body keeps track of everything. We eat, we think, or not enough sleep, how much we abuse our body. You know, you can't abuse your car and think that it's going to keep running, right?
Right.
You got to put gas. You got to make sure you change oil. A lot of people, we got to do the same thing with our bodies. We have to treat it with so much respect. It is the only body we have. Cars are the things we can buy. Our body doesn't get better over time. It actually deteriorates. So we should do everything we can to really take great care of this, because otherwise we are really creating a very sick society.
Right. That is so true.
And, you know,
Veronica,
just to add,
Cyrus,
just to add, I'm sorry, you know, during coronavirus, in fact, my book was featured at theentrepreneur.com, and they listed my book as one of the top 8 books to read during the coronavirus. And they basically said, replace cancer with the grace of the coronavirus. There's always grace in everything that you're going through. I think we've just gotten used to thinking that our lives are all supposed to be happy. No, life, like I said, there's always duality. You always have a left and a right arm, right? So there's always, you're going to be happy and there's going to be bad times and sad times. Again, part of life. And I think people, we've become not used to really taking care of our own issues, and instead think that, you know, A, it's not going to happen to us, or we're hoping, really, that it doesn't happen to us. And ignore the signs that your body's giving.
Right.
And I did. I know I was guilty of that.
Well, it's a great reminder for all of us, Veronica, and that's why a book like this is important, why a conversation like this is important, which is why we're glad to have you on with us here today. Again, everyone, Veronica Villanueva is our guest. The book is called The Grace of Cancer, Lessons in Humility and Greatness. It's available through our friends at Amazon.com. You all can get it there. It's a bestseller on Amazon as well, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. Veronica, how can our audience stay connected with you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, so The Veronica Villanueva. Same thing on Instagram, The Veronica Villanueva. And then I have my products, Alive Well Thrive. These are three very special words to me. These are my three healing stages. You know, I think since you've read my book, I talk so much about having, you still have a decision to make, which is to choose to be alive. And I really held on to that. First, you have to choose to be alive. Then you can't just decide that. You have to take actions to being well. And from there, one day to thrive again, and that's where I am. And that's why I called my other company Alive Well Thrive with all my CBD and cannabis products that I use to heal myself.
Well, Veronica, so glad that we had a chance to have this conversation. So glad of all the work that you're doing and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Cyrus, for having me and for reading my book. You have now joined my community, my tribe, and helping people heal.
Hey, glad to do
and
it.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And I've already joined you on Facebook as well. Invite our audience to do that as well. And we thank you all for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.